You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Martina Castro. And now we'll drop in on a local issue across the bay in Berkeley, where residents and business owners are dealing with a different kind of economic challenge. Commercial streets like Telegraph Avenue are filled with stores and street vendors, tourists, hippies, and the homeless. This mix has led to tension. Shop owners complain that some homeless people create an uncomfortable atmosphere for customers. Back in 1994, Berkeley voters passed an aggressive ballot initiative that included restrictions on panhandling 6 feet from a business. But after challenges from civil rights and homeless advocates, the city council repealed its own law. This election, Berkeley is once again considering diverting homeless people away from economic hubs. Measure S would prohibit anyone from sitting on commercial district sidewalks from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's already illegal to lie down. After a warning, violators would face a $75 citation or community service. As Berkeley residents debate whether to pass this stricter law, they might look to San Francisco. The city began enforcing its own sit-lie ordinance back in March of 2011. KALW's Kyungjin Lee reports on how it's playing out.
It's a sunny Friday afternoon, and I'm driving around the Haight-Ashbury district with Francisco Rodriguez. He's an officer with the San Francisco Police Department. He sees a young lady sitting on the corner of Haight and Cole Streets with her bags. He pulls over and approaches her.
How you doing? You know about the sit-lie ordinance out here? What's that? I can't hear you. What'd you say?
Am I not allowed to speak?
Spit?
Spange?
Spange?
Yeah.
She tells him she and a companion just arrived into town. He tells her she's not allowed to sit on the sidewalk and gives her a verbal warning.
It's only a warning, so.
Cool. Thank you.
Now you guys know. I guess you guys are pretty new to the area or something.
Oh, we're from Missouri, man.
All right.
I'm on vacation from Missouri.
Just take a look at that sheet and then.
Cool. I'm not from here. So I don't know I can't sit on the sidewalk. I didn't know it was illegal, man.
San Francisco's sit-lie ordinance makes it illegal for people to sit or lie on a city sidewalk between 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. A citation can be issued only after a written warning. If someone receives 2 infractions within 24 hours, it turns into a misdemeanor. And since enforcement began last March, San Francisco police have issued at least 306 citations. Just about half of the tickets came out of Park Station, which covers the Haight and its many shops. But an independent report released back in March found 60% of merchants say the law has not helped to reduce loitering around their businesses. Instead, both the police and many homeless people here say the sit-lie ordinance has changed street culture into a cat-and-mouse game. Derek Gomez is 31. He's lived in San Francisco on and off for the past 7 years. He recently came back to the Haight and says it only took a few days to encounter an officer.
I was just sitting down talking to a kid. I was having my coffee, actually. It was literally breakfast, 7:30, 8 in the morning. Had my coffee, just kneeled down, talked to a kid, and a cop just happened to roll up, just assumes that I'm homeless and whatnot. I know at the moment I didn't look homeless.
Gomez says he pretended not to know about the ordinance, and when the officer didn't see his name on a list of offenders, she let him go with a warning. But, he says, the mere presence of cops leaves him on edge.
Even when I see them, I just feel like I'm guilty already. What am I doing wrong for them to come to me already?
As we talk near Golden Gate Park's entrance, 2 squad cars pull up on the grass about 300 feet away. The officers get out to question someone, and soon after, Gomez notices more cops.
A dirt bike drove by, 2 units right now, and a guy walking by us. That's too many cops for this little men of people. That's ridiculous. It's a waste of money. So it's taxpayers' money.
Park Station Lieutenant Mike Kaplan says the dynamics of the neighborhood are changing. That means his officers mostly deal with quality of life issues these days.
Well, it's like the old versus the new. And I guess these homeless folks that we're dealing with are like the offshoot of the old Summer of Love. But then you have what we call the yuppies that are the up-and-comers that are paying the big money for the old Victorians. And so it's a conflict where you got the merchants and the residents versus the hippies and the homeless, and we're kind of right in the middle.
Kaplan and Officer Rodriguez show me the list of SitLi violators. It's 12 pages long.
These are all the people that have been warned. Mm-hmm. So if these people are in violation of SitLi, they can be cited.
As you can see, they've been cited multiple times.
I see.
You
know. So how many?
Every time they get cited, they get put on the list.
I see.
90% of all SitLi citations from Park Station were issued to repeat offenders. Of those, four people received more than half of the total tickets. At least two of them spent weeks in jail after ignoring the multiple infractions. Kaplan says it can take a long time for some people to change, and he thinks punishment can provide the impetus. But Jennifer Friedenbach says the SitLi ordinance is counterintuitive in its response to solving the homeless problem. She's the director for the nonprofit Coalition on Homelessness.
What typically is going to happen is people are going to get ticketed. They are not going to be able to pay the fine. They're going to go to warrant, and they'll end up doing some jail time. We have about 27% of our jail population at the last look was people who were homeless, who have committed no crimes except for being poor.
The independent report on the SitLi ordinance found violators have generally not been offered concrete referrals for health care and social services, which is an integral part of the law.
It doesn't mean that the person's going to get services, and obviously they're not going to, because they don't exist. As you know, there just is not the capacity in the system to serve folks.
The only referrals most violators get are to phone services at 311 and 211, printed on the back of the written warnings. Friedenbach says that doesn't help get them off the streets.
There's 37,000 households on the wait list for housing in San Francisco. There's hundreds and hundreds on the wait for substance abuse treatment. It takes, you know, 17 hours a day to try to get a shelter bed, and over half of the people, after spending 17 hours trying to get a shelter bed, are turned away, only to have to start again the next day at 3 in the morning.
Some city officials agree the current system needs improvements. Bevan Dufty is the mayor's advisor on homelessness. While he didn't support the SitLi measure himself, he accepts the will of the people who passed the ballot measure. But he doesn't think the police should be forced to hand out referrals either.
Cops have laws to enforce. It's they don't have, you know, a whole lot of options.
Dufty points out the SitLi law is one of many city initiatives to address homelessness. He talks about the Mobile Assistance Patrol Program, or MAP, that transports people between shelters and other services, which gives them more options than just loitering on the streets.
The MAP van drivers and our outreach team are really being blended in a way that I think that people are going to see a difference, and we are going to focus on those individuals.
In the meantime, SitLi has succeeded in detracting many homeless people from gathering on Haight Street, but it has yet to help solve the problems they face in getting back on their feet. In San Francisco, I'm Kyungjin Lee for Cross Currents.